with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, the show just keeps rolling along. Welcome back, everyone. Mary and Robert with you for our showcase segment this hour. Before we get to Sarah Nelson, the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, we need to share that this segment of the show is sponsored by LifeLock.
Protecting your identity from theft is really important these days. We live in a digitally active world. Criminals are constantly trying to steal credit card numbers, gain social security numbers, pretending to be you to open accounts, get into retirement funds, and really so much more. Don't live your life in fear. Do what Rudy, Robert, and I have done and get the best identity protection that's available out there, LifeLock.
You know, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but they use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you ever have a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists to fix it. Here's the best part. When you join and use promo code Rudy, you'll save 10%. So call 800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com to sign up. Use promo code Rudy, you'll save that 10%. Or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Sarah Nelson began her accomplished aviation career back in 1996 when she joined United Airlines as a flight attendant. Today, she's the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants. As I was reviewing Sarah's background for the interview, it's crystal clear she's passionate about her work and her mission to achieve fair compensation, job security for flight attendants, as well as a safe, healthy, and secure aircraft cabin for both passengers and crew. Before sharing any more, let's go to the phone and welcome Sarah Nelson.
Sarah, nice to meet you electronically. We appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Happy to be here.
You know, since we have a broad audience of leisure and business travelers that tune into the show, and some of whom are actual travel industry executives, I know we hear from them from time to time. So let's start with you giving a quick difference between AFA and the other major flight attendants union, which is APFA. We'll start there.
Okay, the Association of Flight Attendants has been in operation for over 70 years. We started at United Airlines. It was the very first union for flight attendants. And today we represent 50,000 flight attendants at 20 different airlines. Our primary objective has been to unite all flight attendants in the world, but we do represent flight attendants who are either working for U.S. Airlines or U.S.-based. So we have a broad range. We have mainline flight attendants, for example, at United. We have niche carrier flight attendants, Alaska and Hawaiian. And we have about six regional airlines that are members of AFA, in addition to also some flight attendants who are based in the U.S., who are U.S. citizens, but fly for Cathay Pacific and Norwegian. So we've got a broad range, and including charter carriers as well.
All right. You know, I saw that there was maybe some discussion about a merger, perhaps, between the two unions. Do you see that? Is that realistic? Do you think that might come to fruition?
I think that is realistic. The American Airlines today is based on the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines. And U.S. Airways was in AFA for 65 years. So there's 8,000 flight attendants at American Airlines today who understand the power of standing together with other flight attendants. And there's some real momentum in bringing our two unions together. It just makes sense. We're dealing with the same issues. More people means more bargaining power. And more than ever, with all of this consolidation in the industry, the issues that flight attendants are facing are very much the same.
So speaking of issues that flight attendants are facing, I would love to take the opportunity, since we have you here, with the role that you play at the Association of Flight Attendants, to get your info or your opinion on some of the recent incidents in the news involving passengers behaving badly and, in some cases, maybe airline staff not behaving so well either. If there was a message that you could give our audience today about their approach to airline travel, what would it be?
That we're in this all together. Yeah. Aviation is about being in this all together. You can't escape it. You're in a metal tube hurtling through space. And today, we are closer together than ever. There's more seats on planes today, and there's more passengers in those seats. Meanwhile, there are fewer flight attendants who are able to interface with those passengers. And we really encourage people to come with a spirit of community. When you come on board, just take a second to look up from your phone and say hello to your flight attendants. These are the people who are there to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. And to think about the fact that, you know, you're not flying through the clouds in a seat by yourself. This is a group of people who need to follow some regulations and safety procedures that are in place because of what we've learned throughout the history of aviation, and the flight attendants are there to enforce those. You know, if you are driving down the road in your car, you have to follow the street signs. You have to wear your seatbelt. You have to get a license to be able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And to buy a ticket on aviation, that's all you have to do is to go to the website and have a form of identification and get onto that plane. The flight attendants are there to enforce the safety regulations that keep you safe and ensure that you get from point A to point B in one piece.
Right.
So that's why we're there, and we're required to be there for according to federal regulations, and we're certified in those safety procedures, health procedures. We have medical incidents every single day where we save lives. And also today, after 9/11, we are the last line of defense in aviation security, and we maintain our security role when we come to every single airplane.
And I think that is a very important point for people to realize as the last line of defense. Great point. Sarah, hold on a second. I want to reintroduce you to our listeners before we go any further. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with the International President of the Association of Flight Attendants, Sarah Nelson. Sarah, I'd love quickly your thoughts on whether you think alcohol, either before the flights with all the airline bars, plays a role or during the flights. And I'd also like to know if you think social media has lit a bit of a fire in all of this, because there are millions of flights that are successful on many levels every day. But we've had a lot of things in the news. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, social media has given rise to giving little windows into some very isolated, really very awful situations that don't represent what we do every single day, don't represent the relationship that we have with passengers as the people who keep you safe, as the people who are caring for your travel. So there are tens of thousands of flights that get off in this country every single day, safely and securely and without incident, often because flight attendants are doing their job very well. And more than ever, what we're finding when we go to work is that we have to de-escalate conflict on the plane. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, that conflict is also heightened because of alcohol. Mm-hmm. So what we tell people to do, when you get to the airport, if your flight's a little delayed and you're sitting in that airport bar, think about sipping that alcohol a little more slowly, because when you get up in the air at that pressurized cabin at 8,000 feet, that alcohol is reacting with your system very differently.
Right.
You're going to be smashed in with the rest of humanity.
Yeah.
There's very possibly something that's going to, you know, make you a little uncomfortable, and you may behave in a way that you otherwise wouldn't. So, yeah, we really encourage people to really take care when they're before they get on their flight, and even during the flight
as well.
Yeah,
good points indeed there. And, you know, I don't know, make ice your friend and ice it down or something. So what you just said, very valid. And besides you being the AFA president, you're also an active flight attendant. So I would love to know what drives you to keep up your qualifications as a flight attendant.
Yeah, so I'm a 20-year flight attendant at United Airlines, and actually coming up on 21 years. And I do this job because I love being a flight attendant. I don't do it for any other reason. And ironically, this union work keeps me from being up in the air all the time working as a flight attendant, but I'm often on flights going to represent people all over the world. So, you know, I keep up with my safety qualifications and can jump into the role at any time. And that's really because I take a lot of pride in first and foremost saying that I'm a flight attendant and counting that as my profession.
All right. So one other thing I want to get into a little bit, you know, flight attendant's job, and you just hit on some of these items, but flight attendant job clearly is very challenging. And I'm not talking about what Ellen Church originally signed up for back in 1930, but I really want to hear your position on whether flight attendants are, you know, kind of in a way ambassadors for in what they're doing traveling around the globe.
Yes. So I think that's absolutely true. Flight attendants interact with the public more than any other profession. We are up close and personal with millions of people every single day. And I often say to flight attendants that we have the opportunity to change the mood in the country or around the world. You know, airline travel is possibly the greatest symbol of freedom. We fly to every corner of the earth where some can only dream of passing borders. We interact with all cultures, all different kinds of humanity, and many times they're all together on our plane. So we understand people on a level that is maybe an opportunity that most people don't have in their lives. And we have an opportunity to really set a tone when we interact with people. I used to say that when people would come to our plane, I was able to save thousands of marriages, because when they came from a bad business deal, or they didn't like, you know, their security check, or they're having a bad day for some other reason, or they called home and there's something stressful that they're going home to, and they had the opportunity to come on our plane, we had time with them, we could talk, we could wind them down, and they didn't go home and kick the dog. Now, I'll tell you, that's a lot harder for flight attendants to do today, because we are at staffing minimum. And I would love to see those staffing levels go back to what they were before, because we'll have a better opportunity to de-escalate these conflicts. You know, what you're seeing on social media.
Well, Sarah, listen, you just answered my question on that, and I'm sorry we're out of time, so I apologize to you. And you were going so well with that, and we had another question we wanted to get to on human trafficking. We're going to have you back for that. So we really appreciate your time, and, you know, we wish you safe travels and a pleasant rest of the weekend.
Would love to come back. Take care.
Right, thanks so much, Sarah. Thanks.
All right. Sorry to cut her off real quick, but she's passionate, clearly
she
passionate.
She is, and it's an important topic, and they're important leaders, and they set the tone for the flight.
We'll
they
have
should
to
be
have
respected.
Back. So, folks, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break to pay some bills, but we're coming right back with segment three, so we hope you'll stay right where you are. You're listening to Rudy Max's World of the Carries. Don't touch that channel.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.